But these things are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believing ye might have life through his name. Wherefore God also hath exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. You are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, because I know there's peace within his presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, because I know there's peace within the presence. I speak Jesus all because your name is power, your name is healing, your name is love. Break every stronghold, shine the shadows, burn my heart. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there's peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn my heart. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus speak Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus, all. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn my heart. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. I just want to see you, Jesus. Over every heart and every mind. But I know there's peace in your presence. I speak, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through darkness, burn like fire. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life.
Jesus Christ, that we're in right relationship with the blood, we're in right relationship with the cross, that we have the power of his name, that he has entrusted us with the power of his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for your precious, precious name, the name of Jesus, that we can proclaim, that we can declare, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your blood that has washed us and that has cleansed us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for your cross, Lord. Father, where there's come that working within where it's no longer I. Hallelujah. Lord, you've invited us, those who would follow after you, to take up our cross, to deny ourselves. Lord, to make that choice. We thank you for your blood that has cleansed us. Lord, for the cross that has transformed us, and for the power of your name that we can live in, that we can walk in, that we can have confidence in, that we can declare with boldness that name of Jesus that has brought peace to our lives, a peace that we can share with others. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the beautiful, beautiful name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. What a joy this weekend to be here. Pastor Jay and Evelyn, Ken and Sharon with Rock Road, with the Pinecrest reunion with Luke and his beautiful wife. The team that has worked with you. What a joy. Have you been blessed? Have you been blessed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were times where I had tears in my eyes because truths that were precious to me, I was hearing not just shared from a book, but personalized within lives. And the beautiful progression of sharing, I took little notes from each speaker. I could say a message just by taking one sentence from each speaker. Just the beautiful progression of what God was speaking through the worship teams, through the speakers, the testimonies, in our times of fellowship. What a precious, precious weekend it has been.
And you said we're going to do this again, Luke? Hallelujah. That's awesome. There's a memory I would like to share with you, one of my Pinecrest memories. For you, it was a school that you came to. For me, it was my parents moved there when I was a junior in high school. I was 5 years old when my dad went to Bible school, then he went to another Bible school, then he taught at a Bible school, then he founded a Bible school. So that's the environment that I grew up in. But it was in 1991. I was at the school when it first opened, and then I was gone for some years. I was blessed to be back in the mid-70s when the Lord was moving powerfully. The Lord moved powerfully through all different years. But was just blessed. But it was in 1991, the Lord had so worked in my life. I was living in Florida. I like Florida. But I was living in Florida, and it was really through a misunderstanding that my dad thought that we were coming up. We were just coming up for a little vacation in the summer, but he thought we wanted to move there. And I found out that he had had a word about his children working with him. And the Lord put it on my heart, and we put our house up for sale, and we ended up at Avoca. Who's here from Avoca? We got some Avoca friends here. And then I was at Long Island for a few years. We have some Long Island people. Where are you? Yeah. And then from Long Island, I was sent to the Washington, D.C. area on behalf of the word that he had for Washington. And while I was down in Washington, the Lord started to move really all through that time, from 1981 right until I went to Washington. The Lord started to move powerfully in my life, and there started to come a deeper consecration, a deeper understanding of a deeper walk with the Lord. A hunger, a cry for more of the Lord. And it was while I was in Washington, D.C., through some different situations that happened, I ended up with a small prayer group, a small Bible study that we had for 6 months. Prior to that, I was not one to speak in a group. I wouldn't even give a prayer request. I wouldn't give a testimony. I was a good listener. How many know you need some good listeners? I was a good listener. But I ended up through, it was really a divine arrangement. This group had asked me to come and share. I said, they heard Brother Taylor's daughter was in the area. I said, I don't share, but you have a hunger for the Lord. I have a hunger for the Lord. I'm going to come and pray with you. Let's pray together. Well, thank goodness the Lord gave me something to say. I said, but Lord, I already told them I don't share. You'll have to open a door because I'm not very bold. Well, when I got there, they were all sitting with little tape recorders. I can still see it. They never believed that I wasn't going to share. And I started sharing, and I shared, and I shared for 6 months. And one time I asked them, I said, why are you changing the tape? You know, we had 90-minute tapes. Those precious people sat there while God was opening me up. And it was right around that time that my dad invited me to come up and to share at the week of prayer at Pinecrest. I had never shared anywhere other than in this little group. And I can still remember there had come such a working of the Lord within my life. John Wright Follett talks about where our love becomes sufficient to allow the cancellation of our own life for his life. And Hattie Hammond, she talked about a passion, a spirit-given passion to see the travail of his soul satisfied. And there had come this desire within me that superseded my fears, my fear of embarrassment, my fear of failure, a passion that, Lord, if this is what you are saying, if this is what you desire, then, Lord, I want to do this. I'm going to try. And regardless of what happens, it's in your hands. And I went up on that note to the week of prayer. And I can still remember, this is my Pinecrest memory. Just before, my dad had invited me to share for the week. He would have faith. But just before I got up to speak, he came over and he whispered in my ear, "We'll see how you do tonight, and then we'll decide about the rest of the week." I think the students thought maybe he was praying for me or blessing me. And on that note, I walked up to the pulpit. And I was so scared, I couldn't read my notes. Whatever I had written, I don't have a clue. But I started to talk. And when nothing else came out of my mouth, I sat back down. And I can remember at first I was feeling kind of down. And then I thought, but God, I came in obedience. And now they can see this is not my calling. And they will move on with someone else. And I started to rejoice that God's purposes were moving forward, which had been my passion. And I still remember when the service was over, my dad came up to me, and the only thing he said is, "You can share the rest of the week." Say anything else. And Carolyn Cooper, did any of you know Carolyn Cooper? Okay. Carolyn Cooper, who was so busy, she was often just overwhelmed with more to do than she had time to get done. She came up to me and she said, "That would make a good banner article." I said, "Really?" Could have knocked me over with a feather. And Carolyn Cooper not only said that, she went home and she transcribed it. She wrote out what I had said. I still didn't see a banner article. But she not only gave it to me, but to my dad. And my dad saw a banner article, and I have that banner with me in the back, which is why I know the year, because it was my first banner article. And it has to do with that maintaining of a personal relationship with the Lord. And I can remember that week we started to talk about the spirit of prophecy. Worship God for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Do you remember that, Dr. Ford and Joan, that week of prayer? And as we shared on that, the faculty was sharing, different students were sharing, and something began to open up and unfold. And I left that week of prayer with something that I didn't have before I went. And what I have learned is that each time I say yes to the Lord, it opens the door for him to do a further working inside of me, so that there can come a further enabling in my life. Don't ever be afraid to say yes. Because as we say yes, it opens the door for that further working within our lives. Abraham was not weak in faith, but he believed that he might become according to that which was spoken, being confident that what he had promised, who was able to do it? He was able to do it. And as I began to keep my eyes on Jesus, as I began to look at for that which would please his heart, as I began to say one little yes at a time, the Lord began to work in me until there became a transformation and I was able to come into the place where he has me today. Intimacy of relationship. Worship God. Worship God. When you look at worship in scripture, it's not a style. It's not a particular song. It comes from an inward working of the Lord within our hearts. From that place of submission, there comes a song, a new song, where we're able to bow before the Lord and we're able to worship him. Worship God for the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus, where through that inner working of his Holy Spirit, there's come a change inside of me. No longer I, no longer Nancy, no longer that rebellious teenager. What? You're moving out here in the middle of the woods with all these vacant buildings? Who's ever going to come here? What's going to happen here? No longer that person that I used to be. But now I'm being changed that as he is, so are we. Where? In this world. That's the call of God. That's what we've been hearing this weekend. That's the working of God within our hearts and within our lives. Worship God. Worship God. Worship from those places where he's touched you, where he's worked within your heart, within your life. Let that song come forth. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is that spirit of prophecy. The gift of prophecy, we exhort, we encourage, we comfort. We can all prophesy, the scripture says, that gift of prophecy. The office of a prophet, some are given different ministries within the body of Christ. But the spirit of prophecy, that which comes through our own personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because I've come to know him, because I'm spending time with him, I'm living in his presence, I'm practicing his presence, I'm seeking his heart, I'm seeking his desire, that he might be glorified, that he might be seen. Lord, what are you saying? What are your thoughts? What is your heart in this matter? And then I come into alignment. I heard someone say, we have to change because he never changes. And if we're going to come into alignment with him, there has to come an adjustment in our way of thinking, our way of being, our way of doing, that we might become as he is. There was a cry in me that week, at that week of prayer. I can feel that same cry this week and hear it in the song. I'm desperate for you. There's a passion. There's a hunger. We started off Friday night with that cry from JD for the full manifestation of Christ in our midst. And it's continued throughout the whole weekend. But there was a cry in me And that cry has been stirred up this weekend. That's what refinement is for me. It's that stirring up of that cry, that hunger, that passion for Christ, that he be glorified, that he be seen, that I be found pleasing unto him. Isn't that what J.D. said on Friday night? Lord, help us to be what you want us to be. Let us please your heart. Let us find your desire that we might be or become that witness unto you. Just the week before this reunion, I came across a song that we had sung at Pinecrest. I think it was somewhere around 1998. Is that right? But it's, Lord, I stand in the midst of a multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death by your love. There are no words good enough to thank you. There are no words to express my praise, but I will lift up my voice and sing from my heart with all my strength. Then it just goes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah, hallelujah. By the blood of Christ we stand. Every tongue, every tribe, every people, every land, giving glory, giving honor, giving praise unto the Lamb. And it goes on. But as I listened to that song, I don't know if we were in the big chapel or the small chapel. I know the room was full. And you had people from different nations all in that room singing with all of their might right from their heart. And there was electricity as they sang. I can remember being there during that time when that song was being sung. I thought the roof was going to come off the building. It was powerful. And I said to my husband, Alan, I said, where can you go to be in the midst of a people singing like that today? And he said, nowhere. But here we were this weekend, singing with all of our might. These same songs that glorify the Lamb of God, that give glory to God, singing from the bottom of our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have that song written in my final papers. I thought that's when I was going to hear it again. I said, when I leave this earth, this is the song I want sung, because that's where I'm going to be. But we're hearing it here on earth. And we heard it this weekend, that same electricity, that same fire, that same fervency, that same presence of God. And as I listened to the sharing this weekend, I realized afresh that there's been a birthing that has taken place in our lives. There's a presence of God that we've been blessed to be in. And as we've been taught to linger in his presence, to become sensitive to his presence, to be led by the Holy Spirit, to value the Word of God, to desire to please the Lord, that there's come a birthing, there's come a lifting within our hearts and within our walks. There's something that we have tasted of, that the Lord is calling us to. with increased fervor today, because the need is urgent and the hour is late. Yusha Pickett, who prophesied of the coming move of God, I wish I could say it the way she did, but powerful move of God. She says, God never just repeats himself. If you restore a house, you don't just restore the way it was in the 1500s. You do it with finer materials. And with finer expertise, you may be bringing that into being again. But there's always an upward lift. There's always a progression. It's always something more. And as I reflect on what we had at Pinecrest, I believe this is what we've been hearing this weekend as well. We need new wineskins. We need new wineskins. We need to lean into that which God has done as we reach out for that which is yet before us. Because the old cannot contain the new. Because it's not just restoration, it's a further releasing of present-day giftings and anointing. There's a not just the presencing of that time, but that presencing and the presencing he's releasing in this time. There's always more. There's always increase. There's always progression. The voice of the Lord walking. He's not stopped walking. He's not stopped moving. But he's looking for a people of passion who have set their love on him. We just want to worship him. It's in that worship that God works and moves. There's a presencing of God where the Lord just manifests himself. That's life-changing. And as we worship him, as we allow his working within our lives, as we allow that testimony of Jesus to be formed in us. As we come to know him, we're practicing his presence. We're learning his ways, coming to know his heartbeat. As we give expression to him, as that transformation is taking place inside of us, there's a table that we are to spread that others might come. I grew up on Bible school campuses, I thought everybody understood that there's an intimacy of relationship that the Lord desires with us. Not everybody understands that. For some people, it's a real eye-opener. Not everybody understands that we can become sensitive to that presence of God and that in his presence, there's revelation, there's understanding, there's impartation. We can receive. We've been privileged. Dr. Ford was talking about a faithfulness of being stewards. We have been trusted with something that's precious. 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 And I believe the Lord would rekindle the fire. Rekindle, I heard someone say this weekend, this the first love, our passion, our desire, our love, our zeal, whatever it might be in your life, expectancy. But that there might come a rekindling, that not only we might become as a burning one, I love the way Steve said that, but that there might be a table spread where others can come. Because there is a harvest that the Lord is looking for. And so often when we think of a harvest, we just think of the lost coming into the church. But within the church, the Lord is looking for a harvest that resembles his son, the firstborn of many brethren. He's looking for a harvest that looks like Jesus. And the Lord has entrusted us with these special truths, with this impartation, with this understanding and appreciation for the presencing of God. Not that there might be a place up at the edge of the world, as we used to call Pinecrest, not a place. My dad used to say, go to the end of the world and turn right. Not a place, but place as, marked by the presence of the Lord. Whether it's a church, whether it's a home, whether it's in the marketplace, wherever God has you, we're called to be carriers of His presence. And that presence is to touch and impact others, that they too might be awakened and become hungry and enter into the fullness of what God has for them. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. In my own life, things have boiled down to one question. I first heard Bob Jones ask it. But did you learn to love? We've been hearing about love this weekend. Did you learn to love? Has love been worked inside of you? As I think about Corinthians 13, I might be very generous and give all my goods to the poor. I might have gifts. I might have prophecy. If I do, all these things will benefit other people, but they're not doing anything inside me. I'm not becoming as He is. There's no working of God inside of me unless I have charity, unless I have love. I say, oh God, oh God. The Lord recently used this little cat. Some of you love cats. I had a cat attack me when I was about 5 years old. I've never been real comfortable around them. But this little cat, out of about 40 or 50 houses on our street, decided he wanted to live at our house. He would not go away. He just would not. The Lord gave me such compassion for that cat. I started to love that cat. We found a home, a place, an agency that would take care of that cat and that would help it get adopted. We gave the cat some care. But I can remember when I went to my neighbor's house a few days later and I looked at their cat, I said, I never noticed how pretty your cat was. Cat had been there all the time, but I had changed. I had new eyes to see. I had a new heart. All of a sudden, I could see how beautiful that cat was. This is what God is doing in us. That His nature might be formed inside of us. His character, the testimony of Jesus, that we might reflect Him in the places where we go. Just worshipers who love Jesus. And I want to encourage you as I close this morning. Stir up that which you have received. We heard that this weekend too. Stir it up. That which has been imparted to you through those times in His presence, whether at Pinecrest or Rock Road or wherever you might be, stir it up. Stir it up. As you reach out for a present day anointing, Seely Kinney speaks of the move of God that is coming, the last day outpouring, marked by His heavenly presence. where true worship in the Spirit will mark it, where there will not only be restoration of past gifts, but the releasing of a present-day anointing. And this weekend, I have heard intercession for the fire of God. I've heard desire, challenges for new wineskins, the full manifestation of Christ, that we might be, that we might become who He would have us be. And I would say that there's a need today for those who have tasted and seen of the goodness of God, that we might raise up a standard, that we might prepare a table, that others might come into that harvest, that last day harvest, that end time harvest, where yes, people will come into the church, but within a church, there will be a people who are brought up into Him and their calling in Christ Jesus. The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy. We know because we've been with Him. We've heard His heartbeat. We've heard His thoughts. We've come to know Him, that we might reflect Him through our lives, through the things we do. That love, that compassion, however God might work it within us, let's not miss an opportunity. Let's never miss an opportunity. Nothing is mundane when you've submitted your life to the Lord. He uses it all. Zion, spoken of in Scripture, and I was going to read those scriptures, but that was at the beginning. Now we're at the end. But Zion in Scripture speaks of a place of birthing. And it says when the Lord counts the people, when He numbers the people, He's going to name this one and that one as having been born, as well as the singers and as well as the instruments. I don't know about you, but when the Lord numbers the people, that's the number that I want to be in. Not just crying salvation, I'm saved, I made it into heaven, but where I'm gathered around the throne, worshiping Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's because of Your blood, Your precious blood, that we can stand. Hallelujah. That's the number that I want to be counted with. And the relationships I have, the people that I spend time with, may they know that there's such a calling and have opportunity to come into that same presence of God. There's a harvest. There's an end time harvest. And the Lord is calling us to be participants with Him and that which He is doing today. I had a doctor, don't tell me, I don't care where you're at in life. I had a doctor tell me once, whenever you come, I feel something. He says, I want you to come even if you don't need to come. Because I feel something when you come. Wherever you are in life, whatever point you're at in life, whatever your day includes, we're called to be carriers of His presence. And there's a people there that the Lord desires for our lives to impact and touch, that they too might be brought up into the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Amen.